And let me just read you something which Banti says in a seminar in 1981. If we are going to transform the world, if we are going to transform society to any extent, we must introduce right livelihood. You must practice right livelihood. You must practice in co-ops. The co-op seems to be the archetypal form for right livelihoods. If you don't feel enthusiasm for right livelihood, it means you have retreated into a rather subjective and quite personal view of the spiritual life. Isn't that interesting? So there you go. I thought it was interesting about the co-ops, because that came up in our retreat as well. We were talking a bit about why we don't have co-ops anymore. I liked co-ops. I liked the structure. I remember when we changed it, actually. I was dead against it. Of course, I had to bow to superior wisdom. And, you know, it's true. The reason why co-ops wouldn't work is because in a co-op, everybody has an equal voice. It's a democracy, and we know we're not a democracy, don't we? And it's important that the decision-making processes, and it's important that the power, in inverted commas, in a secular sense, is in the hands of people who have spiritual authority. Yeah? So it was important that the order members in a situation, who generally speaking, as a general rule, are the ones who have, generally speaking, some level of spiritual authority, would hold the decision-making power. I think it was obviously the right decision. But there's something I think it's important to try and keep alive. Although the structure might be inappropriate, the spirit of co-op, I think, is really important. And it was very exciting. I mean, I remember going to quite a few right livelihood things with Subhuti and various people, right? Do you remember we did these kind of right livelihood workshops, and we went over to, there was a thing called ICOM, which is the independent cooperative movement, which was co-ops, workers' co-ops in Britain. There were a couple from the Basque country, which were actually part of that, and various other things. And we used to go over, I remember going to these things, and the very first time we went, this is just a bit of history, this is quite interesting. Dan Marati and Siddhi Ratna designed a little right livelihood booklet to hand out to people. And it had, it was like a hammer and a sickle, but it was actually a hammer. And what was it? It was a hammer and a something else. There were tools from Friends Building Services, FBS. One of the people working in that in illustrious business was our very own Vajraketu. And there's this photograph of them all working this time, kind of looking like workers, you know, building team. It's great, actually. I found one a while ago. It's really good. It's incredibly idealistic. And we put an advert in the ICOM newsletter which said, "The opiate of the people have arrived." And we sort of went off there, you know, to tell the cooperative movement about Buddhism. It was great, actually. It was very, very alive and very sort of energetic. There was a lot of energy in those kind of ideals. And I think it's really good to try and keep that spirit alive and not to kind of just think, oh, well, I work at a desk and, you know, or I sell goodies in an evolution shop, you know, but actually try and keep alive that sort of sense of, well, what are we doing with this? You know, what are we actually trying to do? And I just sort of feel so inspired by the idea of changing the economy of the world, you know. Probably won't ever do it. But is that any reason not to try? It's like we probably won't save all sentient beings. But is that any reason not to try? So, call me old-fashioned.